T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jimmy on the run, crosses midcourt with 6, now with 5, trailing by 3. He spins on Tucker, puts up the 3. It's short. Rebound, Wiggins. It's out of bounds. Over by the Rockets bench with 3/10 of a second left. Oh, that shot looked to be online for Jimmy Butler. I thought that was going to go in. It just came up short.
And the Wolves lost 104-101 to Houston. And Maxey, despite really not great games by Butler or Karl-Anthony Towns, the Wolves were in this thing.
Yeah, it was a strange game, and they're in it, and they got 44 out of James Harden. You figure if they get 44 from him, it's over. And he took over for a stretch in the fourth quarter that was just, I mean, it is classic NBA. If you wonder why these are the greatest athletes in the world, just watch, you know, about 4 minutes there in the fourth quarter where he's hitting threes, going to the basket, doing everything. And you go, everybody in the arena knows he's going to shoot the basketball. That's what gets you. Everybody knows he's either going to take a three or he's going to dribble you down and he's going to get a shot off. And he's so good that he can do that. And that's why he is who he is. And that's why Houston is who they are. But the Wolves hung in there. You never really felt like they had a chance to win. Then all of a sudden they had it down to a final possession there at the end. It would require a three-pointer. I'm not even sure that Butler, if his one leg wasn't inside the three on that last shot, didn't get a good look at the replay. Yeah, that was one you could have stole. You know, a couple breaks here and there, you could have stole that game one that you're looking for. You certainly wanted to steal one of the first two or you're in trouble. And that's the fears that Houston goes, okay, now we go to another gear because they can. They got just so many great players there. And the way that they play, they're capable of going on 15-2 runs. And they did that last night again where they just bury it, where you think it's a close game and they just bury it. So enjoy it because it's fun to watch Minnesota try to match up with them, but it's fun to watch Houston.
Wednesday, 8:30, WCCO tip-off time in game number 2. And then last night, the Wild just went nuts in that second period, winning 6-2 over Winnipeg.
Yeah, we had a pretty good game there. It was Winnipeg took the lead 1-0, and Minnesota comes back 3-1. It's 3-2. Winnipeg's right there, and you're thinking, oh, next goal is a big one. Well, they got the next three really quick, and they did it with balanced scoring. A lot of different players scored for them last night, including Jordan Greenway, who they brought up. Boy, I met him the other day. Is he a big, physical, athletic-looking kid? I suppose with Bufflin out there, you need people like that because he's such an abnormality in the Winnipeg lineup. He's about 6'5 and 250 to try to play against, and Minnesota's trying to negate that some. So, yeah, they got exactly what they needed. You still don't really trust that they're back in this thing unless they can even it up because it just didn't go well in Winnipeg, but they are where they need to be, and maybe they rattled Winnipeg's goaltender there last night. I don't know. He's been pretty good. He hasn't played a lot of big games, but he's been pretty good this whole season.
You know, I was I'm going to compliment you on TV over the weekend on Channel 4 television where folks see Maxey because you were working all weekend, and somehow you came up with sports stories because there was hardly anything going on around town.
Luckily, we had two teams in the playoffs. And that helps a lot. And then you go out to the Target Field, and you find the players there that, you know, as they're getting ready to leave the stadium because the game's been called off. And then I've got a tip that Augsburg was playing six softball games on Saturday. From 7 in the morning till 10 at night, they played softball with six different area college teams that sent a guy out there to cover that. And you kind of cut and paste. And, yeah, it's kind of a fun challenge to do. You just couldn't. I mean, there was nothing to go to. It was just so weird. There was no place to go. And even if you could have gone, you couldn't have gone because the weather was so bad. So you just kind of sit. First time in 32 years, Dave, that I stayed at a hotel in downtown Minneapolis, but I got snowed in on Saturday night with TV at late and then radio the next day. So that's the first time I ever stayed there. And stayed at the Hilton Hotel across the street, and that place was just hopping. There were people down there, and it was, I don't know if it was all snowed in or just from the shows in town or whatnot, but it was something else.
Yeah, people can't get flights out and all sorts of things. But well, a great job, Max. I was wondering about that because I watched you work. You mentioned
I called you and texted you because there was lacrosse
Lacrosse
Day. They were going to have a big, yeah, and they, of course they had to cancel that. And I mean, we were looking for everything we could look, because it would have been, you know, we were looking for anything outside, anything you can find at that point in time that would have been a good visual, you know.
Hey, you mentioned Augsburg, and I just want to, you know, one of the cool things for you and I and covering sports all so many times and so many events is I think more than the games, far more than the games, it's the people we meet, the ushers and everybody working, whether it be the custodians, and that's kind of the just the fun part of seeing people. And one of the great people, Maxie, at Augsburg, and I'm glad you mentioned that, was Pastor Dave Wold. Pastor Dave was the PA guy there for Augie football, men's basketball, and wrestling for many years. He's just a wonderful human being. And he, what he did down there, and you and I like the traditions, and you saw it because you played in the MIAC, but Augsburg, before every football, home football game, had the bunch of guys chorus. And what they do, and I've talked about it during broadcast before, is any guy in the stands can come down and sing the national anthem. So people just go down, and Pastor Dave got that whole thing going. And I was shocked when I saw that he passed away over the weekend at age 72. A young man, great guy, just a wonderful sense of humor. And Pastor Dave Wold will be missed.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that, because he was Augsburg, and everybody over there, Jeff Swenson, the athletic director, and all the people that have been over there for a long time. He was just such so entrenched, and they've had success in basketball this year and wrestling forever, and et cetera. But he was the one constant over there. Good hockey programs this year as well. Everybody knew who he was over there. Everybody knows who he is when you go over there, and you know, get some mention here and there. And so you just hit it on the head, Dave. You summarized it perfect. You get into this business not because you get to cover games and see plenty of those, but it's the people, and those people are really special, and he's one of them.
Yep, he's an all-star. He'll be missed. And then when you come back next hour, I'm going to ask you if there's any talk of moving spring sports to the fall season in the future, especially those golfers.
Anytime, man. You got it. July, yeah. All right, thanks, Dave.
Mike Max here on WCCO, and you can catch him on Channel 14.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.